One market. They deserve more
gold. Greetings, members of the Planetary Union. I am Communications Officer Asimov, and I have been tasked with introducing this podcast to you. The recording you are about to hear is brought to you by Captain Greg E. Hochstetler and First Mates Miranda Fisher, Tim Treese, and alien expert Dr. Kevin O'Brien. Follow at Official Orville on Twitter to see all information dispatches from the crew, and go to officialorville.space to leave a comment on an episode or find links to subscribe to the show or rate and review us on iTunes. The mission is to explore the space. This is the official, the Orville podcast.
Goddamn, maybe it's those thighs that kill me from time to time. I'm the only one that sends shivers up your spine. Oh, I know how you like it, and I know that you like to ride it.
Listen to the Orville podcast. Don't listen to Hollywood Handbook.
Hello, all you aliens of the Planetary Union, and welcome to the official The Orville podcast with me, Captain. You could consider me kind of the Orville of this podcast, because I'm the captain, and the captain is the same. He has the same name as the ship. That's one of my notes. I got to save that, because that is one of my, like, five notes for the episode. But every single week, we talk about the Orville and our favorite show. And of course, I could never do it without the wonderful security officer and first mate, Miranda. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Alex Arbor Day, everybody.
Alex Arbor Day. Oh, ooh. Wow. This is the first episode where I guess he only says Happy Arbor Day like once, actually.
Yeah. As I said that, I was like, wait, it's from this episode. And that made me realize that I didn't finish rewatching this episode today. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I've seen it like 70 times. I watch it. I mean, more than that, I watch it every day. So I should be fine to skip a day.
Can I just say something? That's like if you were like if there's like a hungry child and you were like, he's eaten 70 times before, he doesn't need to eat today.
No,
it's like I'm saying you want to starve a child.
No, I'm saying I've eaten 70 times before. I don't need to eat today. And that's my choice.
Look at this. Look at this big bragger. I've eaten 70 times. Sorry. Yeah, okay. I don't need to start fighting already.
Sounds like you do. It sounds like you do mean to start fighting already.
And nobody even knows who you are yet because I haven't introduced you. But we also have Chief Cool Guy Expert and First Mate Tim. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, is this cool guy thing expert? Is that new or did I forget
a
bit
we did?
No, I think this is brand new and I think I just decided right now. I started thinking, who are the cool guys I know? The only one I could think of was Tim. So
you think sense. Of all of the people on this podcast today, the cool guy expert.
You don't have to blow me up in public on the internet about not being cool.
Just clarifying. I didn't say you're not cool. I was just clarifying what Greg is saying here.
Okay, aren't you the one who, and maybe we cut this out because I'm not sure what level of comfort you have, aren't you the one who had to tell your therapist that you're actually cool?
I did, yeah. I am the person who said that to my therapist, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to explain to her. She wasn't a cool guy expert.
Yeah, she could have used some help from Tim for sure.
What I can say is you don't have to be a thing to be an expert in that thing. Plant experts are not plants. Kevin, who we'll meet soon, I assume, is not an alien. I study cool guys. Doesn't mean I am one.
Okay.
Name two cool guys.
Chris Kirkpatrick and Jay Lee.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That's good.
can't believe I didn't say Seth MacFarlane.
But... Too obvious.
Yeah.
He transcends. Like
if people are like, you're not a real gamer, name your favorite game, and you're like Pac-Man or Tetris yeah. or something. You have to kind of, right. you have to demonstrate a depth of knowledge.
That's true. And welcome to the show, alien expert, Dr. Kevin O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Oh, and you're also first mate, by the way.
And I'm also a science lover. love science. Love that. It's just, and hello, happy Alex Arbor Day. And I love science because it's my birthday. And when you think about a birthday, I don't know if you guys, sometimes I think about how the Earth revolves around the sun. And when it does a full revolution, is part of a human evolution, right? So
wow.
Right. So, and this is another thing to think of, is that we're kind of on a spaceship. The Earth is kind of like a spaceship, and it's flying around in space.
How so?
Okay, well, like, there are people are on the Earth, pretend the Earth was a spaceship. I don't know. People say this all the time. I don't know if you just don't like science.
But, No. Tim asked you to explain how Earth is like a spaceship, and you said, pretend Earth is a spaceship. That's not an answer.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know what... You guys just don't like science, whatever. That's fine.
No, that's not true.
I do. I like science. I like
your favorite? What's your favorite rock?
Dwayne Johnson. Gotcha. the film by Michael Bay starring Nicolas Cage. Probably the best two. Number three, the one I'm going to bash over your fucking head if you don't stop with this goddamn trial. I'm not on trial here, is what I'm saying.
I just have to say, I'm an expert in cool guys. Kevin, he's not so cool. He's more of a hothead right now.
Yeah. Okay.
We've done 50 episodes talking about this show, and I thought it was finally time for us to bring in the world's foremost expert on the Orville, our good friend and Orville expert and first mate, Ashley. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm shocked it took this long.
Yeah, like you are, I just decided like seconds before saying it, you are the world's foremost expert on the Orville. Is that correct?
Yeah, Miranda thinks she watches this show every day. God, you know, it's...
She doesn't, actually. She doesn't.
I do think that I watch the show every day.
I've been watching the Orville since before any of you were born.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, I'm going to have some really good questions for you then, Ashley.
And please bring them. I am prepared.
Wonderful. Yeah, so it is episode 50, of course. And everybody, of course, you're rushing to say congrats on the tweet and stuff like that. And, you know, thank you for the congrats. We're very thankful to have been doing the show this long. We want to thank Seth MacFarlane first and foremost before we go any farther. But we wanted to go back to where we first started with the Orville. And, you know, if you ask me, if you want to go back to the beginning, the best place to start is episode one. Yeah. So we watched episode one, and now we're going to talk about it. But I know everybody thinks, wait a second, you already did this before, but... Sometimes when you watch an episode so two times,
twice. They think like,
didn't we do it twice already?
I don't know. Did we ever do episode one a second time? I know we did the one where it's like a Reddit planet or whatever. We did that one twice for sure.
I thought we did all of season one twice except for the final episode.
Oh, we did start going back through season one. That is true.
That's funny. I forgot we did that.
I can't believe that we made it to 50 episodes, and I also can't believe it's only been 50 episodes. We've been doing the show for like five fucking years. How is it only 50 episodes?
It's we had 10 a couple a year. Drafts in there.
Well, I mean, the other thing is we did several Prodigal Son episodes
Oh, those didn't count?
No, those didn't count. Those were their own thing.
They were about the Orville, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alara. Alara.
Because Alara's on it. Yeah.
And it's in New York, which is where Seth lives in the future.
Oh yeah. Speaking of which, we should start talking about this episode. You know, every time you rewatch a show a second time or a third time, as I'm now finding out, you notice new things. And one thing I noticed was so Seth is going to see Admiral Halsey in New York, because you saw the Statue of Liberty, unless they move the Statue of Liberty in the future, which is possible. But he's going there to see him, and all the skyscrapers have gardens on top of them.
Yeah, I would say, like, if you've seen Planet of the Apes, you do find out that they move the Statue of Liberty to space in the future.
Oh, I said it's not even Earth, you're saying?
That, yeah, I'm saying that
Planet Captain of the Orville, Apes?
No, Captain Orville planet. Does not it's live in the on title. Earth. Yeah,
I'm not following this.
What are you confused about?
Was moved to the Planet of the Apes. So the beginning, Admiral Halsey is not on Earth. He's on the Planet of the Apes.
The Planet of the Apes is Earth.
No, it's not. Then it would be called. It would be called Earth.
Yeah, the movie would just be called Earth.
Okay.
Wait. We have an expert. Let's avail her of her knowledge. Ashley, did the beginning scene, did it take place on Earth or the Planet of the Apes, please?
It actually takes place on a clone planet of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Now I've heard about these. Yeah.
So they cloned the whole planet?
Yeah, just in case something happened to the first one.
That's so that's smart.
So something happens. Did they clone the people on the planet too?
Yeah, everything. You clone a planet, you clone everything on or in the planet.
So if one fails,
Mr. Science Expert, I feel like you should know this.
Well, I'm not a science expert. I've actually, you know, if you are a science person, then you know that science is all about learning new things. So
we can happy. Can we make a bunch of clones of Earth and then just take Seth MacFarlane from all of them and bring them back here and have a bunch of Seths?
Ooh.
You could do that, but I don't know what kind of rift that's going to rip in the multiverse, you know?
Mm, so there's a multiverse, wow. But like,
oh yeah, that's true.
I think an easier way to get multiple Seths is to clone just Seth. I don't think you need to do the whole planet as well if that's your end goal.
You know what? That was actually a very smart observation, Mr. Science Man.
Thank you. But, and it was Tim, actually, who's like I'm dunking on. So we're cool, Ashley.
I rescind my suggestion.
Well, either way, whatever way we, if it has to be a whole planet, that's fine. But if it's just Seth, it's better. But whatever way we have to do it to get like hundreds of Seths, that's what I want to do.
Hey, Greggy, I'm sorry to ask something that is not going to translate to the podcast, but this clip that's playing behind you, it's not the full episode, right? Or is it's like, am I crazy? And the same scene happens three times in the episode. The same
scene. Okay. Over and over again.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, they're introducing Alara now, and then it happened again and then again.
Yeah, I like good notes about Alara, but first, before we get to that,
well, I have one note about the planet Earth that or Earth, the clone Earth that we're looking at here. Is that I actually Googled, if you looked at, well, the view is from the Brooklyn Bridge. So I said, so if you Google like New York skyline from view of the Brooklyn Bridge, what you're looking at, what you see on the left is the One World Trade Center. And it is very much smaller than a lot of the other buildings. So it's very disrespectful, I guess, is what I'd say, to make a bigger building than that.
I don't know what you're. I didn't understand that.
You're talking about in the Orville?
Yeah, in the Orville, it's the year is 20 2418. How would you say that? 2418? Yeah, there's, if we're looking at the skyline, we see the One World Trade Center, but it's very much smaller. They've built new, bigger buildings in the 400-year span than the One World Trade Center. 400
years. Kevin, you have to think, like, over those 400 years, like, so many suicide bombings must have taken place on different buildings.
Yeah, each one... Each one is for a bigger terrorist attack.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's sad. Well, that's...
And that is, in fact, life. The history of that universe.
Wow. Thank you, Ashley. Wow. Greggy figured it out so fast.
Yeah. It's actually Osama bin Laden. His hot niece is going to do the next one.
Oh, okay, wow. Cool.
That'll be great for equality.
It's not good to, you know, that she did that, but...
It's good that they're going to let a woman
girl
do
boss
it.
Moment. Yeah. Girl boss moment.
I like that she's a MAGA person. It's just such a fun...
You like that, huh?
Yes, I like it a lot.
How tall... So I don't think we ever see New York
tall
again.
Is Osama bin Laden? That motherfucker's tall as hell.
But we know Osama bin Laden is tall. How tall is the niece?
She looks tall. She's got tall vibes.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say at least 5'8".
Wow, I know your homepage is celebrityheight.com.
Yeah.
Go look.
Yeah.
A separate question. We never see New York again, I'm pretty sure, in the Orville. I didn't watch the whole thing, but...
The niece must have succeeded.
Wait, but how tall is the building that they build to overcome Derulio and Kelly cheating on Seth?
Oh, geez.
It's got to be...
It must be the tallest one, probably.
I would imagine it's...
Wait, no, it wouldn't make sense because it didn't happen yet in this part, did it?
He's saying later they're going to build a memorial.
Later, because they never show us New York unless they do, and I just don't remember.
Yeah, probably 10 billion feet high or something like that.
My next note is the Orville... Oh, by the way, of course, you know, Ashley, but... it's really cool how the show is called the Orville, the captain is the Orville, and the ship is the Orville. Like, that's really good writing, I think. It makes it really concise, and it makes it so you know who everybody is. The captain of the ship is Seth Orville, as we all know. But the Orville hears laughing coming from his wife, and that's when he knows something fucked up is happening.
Yeah, he's thinking, and she only normally laughs when I'm around because I'm so funny. This is weird. And also,
yeah, it is.
I love that. Okay, and first of all, like, I hate Derulio and Kelly for what they're doing, but I love. Oh, yeah. I think it's kind of nice that they have like a funny, like, they're under the covers giggling and stuff while they're having sex. You know, it's like, you know, some nowadays it's like so serious. You know.
No, I don't agree because. I don't think you understand. She is ruining Seth's life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I mean, and I know, like, that you said. I know that you said that you hate Kelly and Derulio for what they're doing. Derulio's didn't do anything wrong. He's just being who he is. It's okay. Kelly. It's Kelly's problem.
Have you ever had to get like blue this. Out of a lampshade, Miranda? I think Derulio is doing bad.
Well, I bet Derulio would help clean it up.
Didn't we? Isn't there a later episode when it turns out Derulio is doing like very bad things?
No, yes. No, not. No, he just like charms everyone so they have to have sex
with
him.
It's not charm.
Yeah, he's using
hormones. I don't remember this at all.
Ashley, let's ask Ashley.
Yeah. What's the question exactly?
So what is the thing that Derulio? Yeah, just you could. I'm sure you know what the fuck we're talking about. So just
what
go.
What do we learn about Derulio?
So you know, Derulio is the blue guy.
You're asking me if this guy is a rapist.
Yeah, is Derulio a rapist? It's a clear cut answer, in my opinion.
I'm gonna say, you know, things that. Things were different back whenever they were writing this a few years ago.
We might
consider Derulio a rapist now, but at the time we had a different understanding of consent.
That's
yeah.
true.
That's a good wow. point. That's a really good point.
So they're trying to cancel DeRulio?
Yeah, I'm just... I'm not defending him. I'm just saying context, nuance, you know?
Gen Z is trying to cancel DeRulio?
I see a lot of, like... They're putting in the work at the beginning to show that, like, maybe Kelly isn't as bad as she seems. Although, of course, we all know she's one of the most
helpful
people in the world. And she's a bitch, and she's really bad. But they do a lot of things that, like she seems... Like, she's so apologetic about, like, cheating on Seth and stuff like that in this episode. And it... I don't know. It seems like... Knowing that they leave that DeRulio thing kind of open-ended in the future, it really seems like maybe DeRulio really is a real Rob Lowe like type person in real life, you know?
Yeah, of course, Ashley, you know that DeRulio is played by Rob Lowe. That's who is the blue guy. Yeah, we don't need to tell you this. You know this.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't hurt to remind your listeners.
Right, yeah. It's for their sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kelly is cheating on the Orville, which is one of the biggest crimes possible, I would say. Like, you know, considering that the Orville is Seth MacFarlane.
Imagine being married to the hottest guy in the universe and mm-hmm. cheating on him with a blue guy.
And also the coolest guy.
Right.
And smartest and funniest.
Yes. Right.
Like, and like... the most dapper.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And he sings like swing music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind. He's just a kind-hearted man.
And she cheated on him. And mm-hmm. then like the story skips a year. It says like 1 year later. And you would imagine like it's gonna smash cut to Times Square, and on every screen they're gonna have a video of her being executed. Yes, like him chopping her head off and just saying "bitch," you know. And then they're just gonna be repeating that, and the kids are gonna be like "yeah," you know. And but no, apparently it's just Halsey. It's just we're just meeting with Halsey again.
Mm-hmm.
We love Halsey. Halsey, the great, 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 great grand. Son of Halsey.
Yes, as we found out on a previous episode.
Well established Orville lore.
Yeah, I mean, in a just world, that is what would be happening, the scene that you described. But you have to remember, it is Seth that was wronged. And he's better than the rest of us, you know? Yeah. He's able to...
Yeah.
Maybe not forgive necessarily, as we hear later in the, you know, when he sees Kelly again, but you know, he's able to move past it in a way that maybe some of us would not be able to. He's being given his own ship, the Orville. Just a nice nod to the Watchers, because of course, you know, his name is also the Orville.
It seems weird that, he doesn't seem surprised when he finds out the ship is named the Orville. You'd think he would be like, what?
Yeah,
that's my name.
Or he'd be like, you shouldn't have. That's so nice of you. Name the ship after me.
Is the ship named after Kelly? Is her name Kelly Orville?
No.
I'm sure he had the court
strip
her. I can
answer this for you.
Oh, please, Ashley, yes.
Yeah, it was actually named by an oracle who foresaw the coming of Seth Orville.
Wow.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it was a fulfilled prophecy the day that he was given command.
Wait, so you're saying that she didn't get the last name from him? She was also named Orville
by
an oracle?
The Oracle named the ship after its one day master. Nobody knew who it would be at the time.
The Orville named the ship.
Oh my goodness. You're not following me at all.
He does this, he gets lost, and then we kind of just power through. And then when he hears us say something that perks him up, like if someone says basketball or something, he'll get back into it.
That Celtics did win today, so that's a big W. Feeling riding high off that victory, beat the Raptors. We did an episode on a song I sung about the Raptors. Anyway, yeah, I had to say something about this whole Seth getting the ship thing. And, you know, this is, I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy. So he's, Halsey lists all the bad qualities of Orville. He's like, you're hungover all the time. You're, you know, you're
it's Kelly's fault. That's not, right. That's not on Seth.
Okay. Okay. Let me finish. Okay. All right. So let me
just start. It's all Kelly's fault. Please remember that.
Yes. Right. But I'm making a very good social commentary point here. It's something.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for when it involves social justice.
It involves restructuring what it is to be, so Orville gets the promotion from Halsey, and Halsey's like, oh, you suck, you smell, you drunk, and then yet he gets a promotion, he gets the ship, and I ask, and this might be the hashtag, it's not another story of the white man failing upward.
Your hashtag suggestion is hashtag it's not another story of the white man failing upward.
It's well under 250 characters. You can get in a nice piece of some of your own opinion on that and then do the hashtag. Well, yeah. It's more than a hashtag. It's also a question that I would like you guys to at least acknowledge or, you know, interact with.
Well,
You're suggesting that Seth doesn't deserve this job.
Right. If it was anyone else,
kind of offensive.
Yeah.
If it was literally any other person, I would get behind you and I'd be
like Gordon Malloy.
Exactly. Like Gordon Malloy. Well, you know, maybe
Gordon's not allowed to be the captain. He doesn't.
And he's not allowed to be the first mate. Like, okay.
I see I'm doing this podcast with okay. a bunch of boogaloo boys. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a boogaloo girl. Excuse me.
Wow.
You know, I feel like I should interject and remind you guys that the Orville is a work of art, and you are allowed to process it with complexity and nuance. You're allowed to see dark things in the main character, and you're allowed to see sympathetic things in an otherwise unsympathetic character. Mm-hmm. You can empathize with Kelly. It isn't wrong to do.
Wait, no.
I was with you with
I was
with you with the duality of man kind of thing, and then you got into the Kelly thing, which
the duality of woman. I don't think so.
Right. She's the duplicity of that woman, all right?
All right. Maybe I pushed it too far. I apologize.
And I appreciate what you were saying, Ashley, in the beginning, but you're actually not allowed to criticize Captain Orville.
I agree with
that.
I'm not offering any criticism.
I'm just inviting you to think a little differently, you know?
No, and I 100% agree with everything you said, just except that I don't think you're allowed to criticize the Orville, and I don't think you're allowed to empathize with Kelly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Other than that, really
smart and insightful.
I guess I understand what you're saying, Ashley. Like, you know, if the show is showing us something like, you know, like this evil woman, you know, like we should, like, you know, have to empathize with her, but you'll see later that she's going to get her just desserts. They're going to punch her in the face several times throughout the rest of the season. So you'll understand, like, you don't have to think for those emotions for yourself on, is she good? It's like, no, they'll tell you she's not.
Yeah, she's, I believe she, I don't. It's been maybe a minute since I watched some of the ones where she gets punched, but I'm pretty sure that when that happens, Seth turns to the camera and goes, she deserves this. Don't feel bad for her.
You're like, this is a good scene. This is good.
He just keeps saying this is not a gender thing. This is just a good versus evil thing.
But it is nice to get a different perspective on that for a second.
Maybe
a second.
On some of this other stuff. Maybe not on this.
But the Orville wants to bring in his best friend, Gordon Malloy, to be the helmsman, which is just amazing that he knows this guy. And but Gordon is kind of a little bit of a cut up, just like the Orville. We never find out about, you know, what wife of his cheated on Gordon Malloy, but assumedly something like that happened in the past, probably.
That's just, you know. Yeah,
it's too bad. I mean, if it was, you know, the Malloy was the show, then that would make more sense, and we would get to hear all about that.
I've got to say, I love this guy. You know, when a guy is like,
this is
damn good at what he does, but always getting into trouble, then you know, I'm gonna be like, I'm that guy.
You have good instincts, and I know you are an Orville scholar, but
yeah, I am an expert.
If that was just your first impression of him, that I would say incredible instincts, but I know that you are.
This is a well-studied opinion, but thank you.
I'm sure you've listened to every episode of the show, so I don't need to tell you this. We have done a lot of episodes just about the actor who plays him, Scott Grimes. You know, other movies that he's been in, TV shows that he made a cameo in once, his singing career, a TV movie where the main character happens to have the same name as the actor who plays Gordon Malloy.
Yeah, like we have to finish that.
I never want to finish that.
That was the worst movie.
So bad. It was a Lifetime made for TV.
But that's okay. I mean, it's all part of, you know, the multiverse is actually told us about earlier. That's my head now. It's like, wow. You know, these things are popping up.
That's a crazy concept, but it is within the realm of science, and I appreciate that. So we get introduced to all these lovely characters. Ashley pointed out Scott's so good at what he does. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but when he hugs the donkey, we all
beautiful.
We say, I love that. I love how it even continues to happen when you're turned around, not even controlling anything. It's gone like an autopilot. Hug the donkey.
So cool.
Yeah,
that's how good he is at captaining.
He's basically no hands on the bike, you know.
Right, and the controls are like iPad touchscreen controls. It seems it must be really difficult, but he is so good. He knows how to do it.
Hey, can any of you ride a bike no handed? I can't do it. I never learned how to do it.
I'll let you guys answer.
Many years ago, but not recently.
I can barely ride a bike two-handed.
Ooh. Yeah. At any moment I can. Yeah, I can do it at literally any moment.
Do it right now.
Give me a bike.
You said at any moment. You didn't put conditions on it.
Okay. Well, the condition is with a bike. Okay. The condition is I could ride the bike if I have a bike.
Come over here and you can borrow my bike.
Okay. I'll be there later.
Whoa. The way he said that makes me think maybe he's secretly living in like an abandoned apartment attached to Miranda's apartment through a bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
Sounds like something from Prodigal Son. Are you familiar with Prodigal Son, Ashley?
No.
Oh, you gotta try it.
It's the second greatest show. If you love the Orville, you're gonna really like Prodigal Son. Not as much as the Orville, but you know, a lot.
In the Orville universe.
This show?
Oh, what is this show?
What isn't the show?
No, you know what? We can forget I asked.
It's kind of like Mindhunter. And forget the other guy, Hannibal.
You know Bellamy Young, right? Of course you do.
Of course.
Well, she plays this firecracker of a hot mom.
God, this show is so dumb. Goddamn.
Anyway,
50 episodes.
Bellamy Young. and
Thelma Young, she's
Michael Sheen. They have a son.
Yeah, Michael Sheen.
He's the prodigal son.
Michael Sheen is such a good actor that he makes all the other actors look so bad, but actually they're good. They just look bad.
Yorville, though, we don't have this isn't the official Prodigal Son podcast. This is the official Yorville podcast.
Well, we are at Prodigal Cast on Twitter still.
Yeah, we should change that back.
Well, I think I can't. I'm trying.
It's weird. It's we're in some sort of. I feels like Fox or Hulu are involved, but we can't get it back.
We got caught in the multiverse.
So let's.
I thought you just meant we got caught by like the lawyers.
No, they still, nobody has ever told us we have to stop doing this.
Yeah, we even talked, if you remember, we talked to Pat and he said that it falls within like parody laws.
Our lawyer did say that we can keep doing
it. We have a guy on retainer. He deals in airplane law, but, you know, he also
he made an exception for
he
us.
Made a podcast law exception.
That's really podcast nice. Law.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy.
He is pretty cool. That rules.
Yeah, probably he does airplane contracts
with this.
I bet he likes the Orville.
Right, of course. Who doesn't? To get back to the Orville, of course.
Oh, yeah, we should do that.
That's the scene where you meet all the people. One thing I did write down is it is funny that they make a big thing about how young Alara is, and that's like Seth's girlfriend at this time.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's just Seth MacFarlane going like, look how young my girlfriend is. Can you even believe she's an adult?
Dude's like, rock, man.
Look at those sexy little legs.
Dude's rock.
Dude's rock, yeah. That is a big theme of the Orville.
It's important for dudes to be represented.
Sorry, Ashley, did you notice her sexy little legs?
I didn't, but now I feel like I need to pull that Hulu tab back up.
Okay, yeah. Ashley, who from the show, besides Seth, do you most want to fuck?
Good question. Ooh.
And there's one right answer, just so you know.
I would love...
Bob Rock wasn't in this episode, just everybody remember that.
Maybe the racist cyborg guy.
Okay. Oh, not okay, a bad
interesting answer.
Interesting choice. The racist guy.
Name, of course.
Because you've seen the future episodes where it turns out that he's amazing at sex. That makes so much sense as a choice.
Yes, I'm thinking practically, of course.
And I really appreciate you not using his name, just not to alienate any new viewers.
Yeah, yes, Isaac. I do know his name. I just
you know consider it.
When you say a person's name, you give them power, you know. I don't want to give the racist power in this room right now.
Wow. You just want to fuck him. You just want to fuck him.
Exactly. I'm taking my power by sexually objectifying him.
Nice.
You're taking his semen away from him.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he doesn't have it anymore.
Draining him up his life force.
You're colonizing his balls.
I'm actually doing leftist praxis by sleeping with the racist.
Nice.
Yeah, it was interesting that they were like, he's racist, and it doesn't really
And he never says anything racist.
He just says he thinks like he's better than people, which I get, or humans, I guess, which is kind of racist. Yeah, I mean, if of course, if you analogize it, I mean, I'm not going to say any examples, but if you did, it would be racist. Like if you made, you know, instead of a robot, you were a person, and then instead of a human, it was a different kind of person. That would be very racist to say that.
What Chappie was all about. They explored that whole robot racism in Chappie. So just watch Chappie.
If this were my first time watching this episode, which it hasn't been for a long time, but you know, if it were, I would imagine that I would be very excited to have a character introduced to me as racist. And then rather disappointed to hear him not say anything racist in the entire episode.
Yeah, it was a bit of a
It's a promise that was not delivered on.
That's what makes you want to keep watching.
Yeah, that's why I devoted my life to studying this show to make it all make sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, they say Gordon Malloy is a great helmsman and he hugs the donkey. They say Alara is very strong and she opens up a jar of pickles for him. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they say Isaac is racist, but he doesn't like, you know, do any excessively racist things. Right. So.
Show me a racist in the first act and I better hear a slur in the third act.
That's just good writing.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing I wrote down as a note is sometimes you just forget that John Lamar is a level 8 helmsman, you know?
Yeah, you think he could probably hug the donkey if he wanted.
He's very surprised that Gordon actually can. I guess Gordon must be what, like level 9, level 10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ashley, yeah. What level is Gordon?
Gordon is actually a level 12. There's no cap on the level you can achieve.
Wow.
So what's the highest level anybody's gotten?
In the universe of this show, I believe the highest level that's ever been achieved is 15.
Wow, okay, that's so like, eight. I think so. Seth is
most,
15.
Most
that
like
good.
Yeah, 8 is, you know, 8's all right for someone who's, you know, been in it for a while. It's not legendary numbers. It's just respectable, you know?
Right, but it's like gaming. It's like the first few level up are easy, and then you get as you get higher up, it's harder.
Exactly.
And I'm actually really into video games, and I love them. And I love science too.
Video games are science.
It's computer.
It's just math.
Math is science. I love that. And when you look at, there's this thing called the fucking golden triangle. You guys heard that shit? Or the golden ratio?
Is the golden triangle Captain Orville, Gordon Malloy, and whatever fucking Jay Lee's name is on this show?
John Lamar.
And they're all pissing on each other in the shower.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, they're standing each at a, 180 degrees. So they would each be
60 probably.
60 degrees.
Yeah. Just have to think about that one.
And that's science, what we just did. So, and kids, if you're listening, this has been a great lesson for you.
Yeah, and if your kids aren't listening, please pause the podcast, go get the kids, and have them listen to the first portion until we get to
ask them
part.
If they know what the golden triangle is, because you don't want to we don't want to repeat ourselves, waste this time.
This is why I love tutoring kids, because you get a ninth grader taking geometry, just not getting angles. You go, hey, let me show you these pictures I drew of Seth MacFarlane, Scott Grimes, and Jay Lee pissing on each other in a shower. And yes, I think two of the three of them are totally shaved.
Okay.
Let's see. We find out. Okay, so they meet everybody. Of course, Bordas. He's a only male species. The first time we watched this, we were like, what the fuck? That doesn't make sense. Like, you would just be a sexless species. But then we later find out there are sometimes females in their species, in the Mockland species. So it kind of makes sense, but not really. I mean,
and Ashley, you know what the world's greatest blank was a Mockland female, right? What was that? Fill in the blank. The world's greatest blank.
She's quizzing her. She doesn't have to prove herself.
No, it was filmmaker. I know that.
Yeah, they made a lot of her things. She did two things. Yeah,
I didn't.
They made a lot of her best poems into films, and they didn't mention that in the episode necessarily. But
on Mockless, it's you call a filmmaker, a poem is just nothing but images translated into words on paper.
Exactly.
It's a safer answer to say filmmaker, because the show does sort of play with who's the better poet between the Mockland woman and Beyonce.
Yeah, that's true.
But then we finally find out that the damn first mate is going to be I hate to even think about it. I don't even want to finish the sentence. Somebody else say it. I don't want to.
It's the fucking Kelly Grayson.
Who is it?
And she requested this, man.
It is so bad. Actually, what did you think of Kelly? Did you hated her, right?
I mean, I find her to be she's not a sympathetic character, but I am still capable of empathizing with her, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Sometimes people make mistakes that they regret. Sometimes people hurt each other, and we're all a little bad and a little good, and who's to say? Yeah.
Well, except for Captain Orville.
He's all good, all bad. And I think Kelly is kind of playing on your big spirit and your ability to look at the best of everything, Ashley, and she's manipulating you in a lot of ways, I would say.
That is what she does. Nope. She gaslights viewers.
No, I'm not being gaslit right now. I empathize with Kelly, but I don't like her, right? You know? Right. And I'm telling you, it's possible to do those two things. You can understand a character without having to like them. That's what I'm trying to show you guys tonight. Whoa. Is so that you can get inside Kelly's head a little bit and understand her a little more. Doesn't mean you have to like her.
I understand her.
If you understand her, because I'm skeptical that anyone understands her. If you understand her, why did she cheat on Orville?
She was lonely.
No.
She's a bitch.
A woman who looks like that, she marries a man who looks like Seth. She's doing it because he gives her a lot of attention.
What are you saying
right
now?
Are you kidding?
What are you saying?
He has the tiniest eyes. He's so hot.
Yeah. Literally, what are you saying right now?
It is. No. I get it. It is so flattering to get attention from like the hottest man you've ever seen.
Right.
When a guy like that pays attention to you, like
it's like Peach and Mario or whatever.
Yeah.
maybe that's not a good one. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like when that
Mario has big eyes.
That ball of dough with two raisins pressed in it looks in your direction.
So Greg, can I just push back on something that you said a little earlier? You said that Seth is all good and not bad, but I would argue that Seth is bad.
I stand corrected.
Can you do that again?
Bad.
Nice. Okay, I like it now.
I only have two more notes on this episode.
I've got
on
a
this
note.
Whole episode.
Epsilon. Let me take you, science lovers, close your eyes for a second. You've just touched down on Epsilon 2, aka the scientist's playground. I get so excited. I look around, there's an invention here, some sort of scientific object here. There's a thing ahead, there's a thing below.
The banana,
we know. I can't say it. Greggy, can you say it?
We need no longer fear the banana.
Wow. Something so about salads. He says something about salads.
Yeah.
Does it work on salads?
Can it do all fruit or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Okay, what was the point you were making a second ago, though?
Just Epsilon 2 is the scientist's playground, and it's just you, for people who love science like me, and maybe some of you, and definitely some of the listeners, this is the scientist's playground. Basically, like a laboratory, there's a little laboratory outside, it looks like on like a fold-out table or something like that. It's And then that's like the monkey bars, right? And then you have this like room where the guy has the time ray or something, and that's like a slide.
Yeah.
And so now open your eyes. Ah, sorry, you're back in reality. But I know it's hard. But yeah, so what happens here? The guy's like, I can't tell you why you're really here. And it turns out it's because they made a little time ray that can speed up time and grow up and make a banana get old. And the krill.
See, I really love that they introduced the plot for this episode over halfway into it. I thought that was such a subversive and interesting choice.
Right, it's almost like a B plot, and the A plot is really the Kelly cheating on him thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe she did that.
It feels just more like hanging out with some guys, you know?
Well, that's a lot of the episode was taken over by, like, Seth going up to a person and saying, you're Gordon Malloy. I've known you for many years because we're good friends, but you're actually a good pilot. And you are the doctor, and you're a great doctor, and you are actually here because you want to make sure that I don't mess up, but you think I might mess up, but I'm not going to. I'm the Orville.
Yeah, exactly. Hanging out with some guys.
Exactly, yeah.
So the time ray... they're gonna then one of the scientists in the lab. Okay, so there's this lady scientist. She invented this machine that can advance time, and basically, you're gonna be able to grow fields of corn in a single second and end not only world hunger but basically multiversal, to borrow a term, hunger. Right. So she's basically the greatest person in this moment that's existed. She solved one of the greatest problems. And then, like, a minute later, you guys know it's what it's called. It's the scientist's curse.
Yes.
It's when you're killed by your own genius invention.
Oh, yeah. You see it so many times throughout history.
It's in every
Frankenstein,
Da Vinci.
Yep. Filled by his own code.
Frank Einstein.
It is funny when the head of Epsilon 2 or whatever, when he introduces that the woman that invented the thing, he does say, and let me introduce you to our young scientist. Like, he says that she's young. He like calls out.
She has many years yet to age. Yes.
And they plant the seed so far ahead.
Right.
Of when it actually happens. Expert foreshadowing. Yes.
So there's a secret krill, or who even knows? He's just like one of these krill loving freaks. Yeah, they are sexy.
They're so sexy.
Great callback.
I know Greggy was probably getting horned up in this scene.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't even write it down. I didn't take a lot of notes in this episode because we're full. Let's just say. Okay. I just love them. Krill. They're so good looking.
Yep, that's true. So, and then something comes down, and then that's the end of mine. The last note I have is about the scientist's curse. So, I'm out here.
One that I think this was when the Orville and Kelly were arguing in his office or whatever. She says, I tried to get us to do couples counseling. And then he says, the couples counselor was your brother-in-law. And I actually wrote down a note like, you know, I mean, all things considered, that is kind of a sketchy move on Kelly's part. That guy is not going to be impartial. Of course, I mean, we know Kelly is an awful person, so she was probably doing that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But,
like,
you know.
She was like, can you, brother-in-law, can you gaslight my husband for me, please?
My last note is, everybody on the panel tonight, can you hug the donkey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know how to in theory, but I've never executed it properly.
Oh, you really need it.
Have
you played the Orville video game?
No, not yet. You know, I'm trying to keep my focus purely on the source material. I don't want to pollute my knowledge with material that is not canon.
Right, like walking around the ship.
Why have we not done this?
It's just
that's been like a possible episode for like the whole time that it's been existed, but we just never have yet.
They did a Halloween update.
Because it looks so...
Oh, it's free?
It yeah, and it feels bad. I feel bad even talking about it.
It's not free. It's a game. It's just like you can go there and like talk to each other or something in the game.
Yeah. I feel bad because I'm no longer criticizing somebody who's getting paid to do this.
That is the big issue. Yes.
I feel like playing it for free when it's so great would just be a disservice. Like, until I have the option to pay $100, I'm not gonna play it.
Right. It's like I'm stealing from Seth.
Yeah.
I'm downloading
I would never steal from Seth.
I'd chop my own hand off if it even thought of touching one of his items.
Has it been downloaded and installed on my computer for several years? Yes. I the only time I've ever logged into it was when we made that birthday video for you, Tim.
That was from that?
I didn't even know that was from that.
Yeah,
like there.
Like on the Orville, where they can play Seinfeld episodes on the window up front. You can also just play YouTube videos on it, and I played a Alex Harper song on the YouTube video on the bridge or whatever, and we made the birthday video for you.
Oh wow,
behind the scenes sometimes we interact even when it isn't on the podcast.
Rarely.
Yeah,
Ashley, I have a question for you.
Yeah,
what do you think about how Adrian Palicki and Scott Grimes, you know, from the show, you know who they are in the show, getting married and then divorced and then like undivorced. And then now I think they're getting divorced again. Do you think they're meant to be or not?
Oh, I think that's a classic twin flame scenario.
What does that mean?
And what is that?
This is a scientific term.
I don't want to explain this to you. There's like a certain subgroup of like really crazy people who are obsessed with someone who doesn't want to be with them and have decided that this means that they actually are meant to be together. So it's in the people who are like very new agey spiritual. They have this like twin flame, which is like kind of like a soulmate idea, but it's someone that you like are destined to get together with and break up with and like lose and get back together with. And it's like, you guys just have unhealthy relationships.
Okay, and so which one of them do you think is the first flame? I don't know the term.
Okay, the flames.
Which one of them is like the crazy, and which one of them is not?
Okay, the twin flames. There's a runner and a chaser.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So I'll say, wow. She's the runner and he's the chaser.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Usually it's the other way around, but.
Well, I was thinking like twin flames, maybe Adrian Pilecki has two sides. Like she has her Kelly side, which is bad, and that's when he wants to get a divorce. Hmm. But she also has her Wonder Woman side, which is good. And that's who you want to, you know, marry, you know?
Well, you're right that there we all have yin and yang energy that we have to balance.
Yeah.
And especially her.
She has Andrew Yang energy, but I was like, oh, you know, we can just cut that out.
Okay, I'm back.
No, expand on that, Kevin. Don't cut that out.
It's just someone said the word Yang, and, you know, I'm just free associating with so.
Nice. What do you think about Andrew Yang, Kevin?
Well, I already voted for him in New York. I don't want to get into it, but the nursing home thing was me stealing ballots from those people and voting for Andrew Yang as mayor. It's the new nursing home scandal.
Well, that sounds good. It's
better than the old one.
Yeah.
The election has even started yet, has it? That's
what if Seth enters the race? What are you going to do then?
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess I have to I don't know. Blow up a ballot box? I don't know. I don't like saying that on a microphone, you know?
Okay, so I don't think we need to expound on that part of things, do we?
No, that's fine. I'm
kidding.
Yeah. No.
But okay, is there anything else about this episode that we need to talk about? That was all my notes.
The tree.
Yeah, they do the thing. They fight with the krill. Alara opens up the door and she jumps really far. That was cool, right? We all love that.
Yeah, she doesn't really ever do that again, right?
No, she never jumps far again. She does like rip like big doors off things at times.
She opens a lot of pickle jars.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of her thing. But then, yes, they go back to the ship and Gordon Malloy hugs the donkey.
Alara, you're so young. Alara, wow, look, you're very young. cool guy.
The shuttle loses its ability to steer or whatever, so Gordon has to turn the ship so that they can fly into the cargo bay, and then the krill... Oh, remember the part where the krill is like they're trying to buy time. So the captain and Kelly are like arguing and they're like asking the krill about like marriage advice. That was kind of like that's like a bit. That's like a little comedy routine there.
Yeah, and the krill I think said like this is sort of like a twin flame theory, and one of you is a chaser and the other is a runner.
Exactly.
And he was out of frame that one time. Oh man, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was such an odd joke.
Yeah, just.
It's one of those things where it's just like.
There was one other really odd joke. I'm completely out of character, but I have to. There's a part where he grabs something. He's like, look, can I have one of these mints? And he grabs it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, that's a marble. And so he spits the marble out of his mouth. Back into the dish of marbles. It was such an odd joke.
It was just Seth. He wants you to know he's good with his lips and his tongue.
He's like, imagine what that could be. Imagine what that could have been.
It was so strangely placed. Such a strange joke.
Wait, is this the episode with the dog looking at his balls?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to bring it up. You see the dog in the background licking his balls.
Oh, I must have not been paying attention during that.
Yeah, it was when the scientist was like asking for their help or whatever. In the background, there was a dog licking his balls, which, you know, of course.
Do you still have the soundboard, Greggy, that you made?
Of course I don't. No, like, I'm doing everything I can not to have to edit things. So, yes, no, I didn't do anything like that this time.
There's a, what's it called? There is one funny joke. Well, there's one. There's a thousand funny jokes, right. But there's one joke that really stood out to me that... How do I say, it's not that I have actually laughed this time, it's that I'm always laughing, and this time it was felt more real than ever, was when he said, when I think, I don't know, maybe like somebody died or something like that, and then, they were all like kidnapped by that guy, held hostage, and Gordon Malloy says, I guess we're not getting off at 5 today.
Right. Yes, I appreciated that as well. Yeah,
I thought that was that's a good joke,
right? Like they are at work technically still.
Yeah,
and it makes you wonder, you know, what happens on the bridge at night, right? You know
what happens at night. Yeah. Ashley, don't you want to know what happens on the Orville Bridge at night?
Well, I do know because I am an expert.
Oh, then so you know that yes, the Orville Knights. It's a spin-off show about the second shift on the bridge, and it's all about me and Miranda and Tim and Kevin, and maybe you. You could be on there too, maybe, if you say yes to this. But yeah, we get into hijinks.
Isn't it a cartoon?
Well, you're thinking of Below Decks or whatever for Star Trek.
I thought we did it first and they stole that from us.
They did steal it.
They definitely stole it from us.
They couldn't even get the fucking cameras, so they had to do a cartoon.
I think ours is part animated, like the new Tom and Jerry movie.
Yeah, we have some animated characters. So what? You know?
Yeah, so I'm live action. I think Greggy's live action and Miranda's live action.
Kevin is cartoon.
Kevin is half cartoon.
I have cartoon legs that spin around that I run like a Looney Tune.
Anytime I appear naked, anything below my uniform is cartoon in the show as well.
It's like a Yogi Bear, where it's just like a tuft of hair. It's photorealistic hair.
Ashley, what did you think about Norm MacDonald on this show?
What?
Yeah, Norm MacDonald voices Yaphet, the blob, the green blob guy.
Of course I knew that, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
A stunning performance.
Yeah.
When Seth, it's that part where Seth is going, no, and he's running.
Yeah, also a stunning performance.
Can you do that again? Can you do that again?
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
I remember the first time I watched this show, because this is pretty early in the episode, like maybe 15 minutes in, and going in like kind of open-minded, like maybe it's not going to be that bad, like maybe Seth can act. And then that happened, I was like, oh god, no, he's
oh my sucks. God, and he is acting, isn't he? Like, he is just, he is acting so hard. Like, you can see him acting.
Just wait till you get to the serious episodes. The one where, like, the one with Charlize Theron as his girlfriend.
It must be so fucking hard to, like, your whole life you're doing voice acting and you literally never have to worry about what your face is doing. And then, like, who knows what all kinds of stupid shit you, like, things that you don't notice when you're saying a voice or like being sad, that you're actually making a dumb ass looking face that doesn't look sad or it looks stupid. So when he gets out there, he basically has to become like a transform or something. I don't know how he does it. He's amazing at it, but it must be hard is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, if he were to suck at acting, I would say, I understand you. Never had to, like, your face to be looked at before, or your arms, you know, any body motion.
Fortunately, he is a great actor,
right?
Yeah,
he's got like just natural arm movements, the most natural arm movements.
Yeah, there's like a lot of time you think, are these uniforms really stiff? or is he not moving?
That's such a great character choice. It adds so much nuance to characters. Oh, he's uncomfortable in his uniform because it's a new uniform.
Mm-hmm. You think? Oh,
yeah. I want to give a quick shout out to the wardrobe department on this show. What an excellent job they're doing!
That's some tweet or interview or something where someone says VF. X department knows how to stretch a dollar, so we just say that every time any department comes up.
We figure it's all it, well, actually we didn't figure, we understand it was common knowledge that the show was given $1 and Seth was like, I'm going to make this work.
And he spent like 90 cents of it on Botox too, so. So it's hard to stretch the rest. The Krill demand that they send over the machine, so they glue one of the seeds for the redwood tree to it, and they're like, oh, I didn't know so much of my job would be arts and crafts. That's a funny moment. That's where it's like, you know, Kelly and the Orville are starting to be friends again, you know? They're like getting to get along and they're working together.
This is Kelly's first step to redemption, as noted by Gordon Malloy. I think he says, maybe, you know what? She came up with this plan maybe she's actually not a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that. He says, you know what? Yeah. I'll give her a chance of not being a bitch.
What a feminist icon, Gordon Malloy.
Because I will give you a chance.
You get one. Men, take note. This is what allyship looks like.
Miranda, Ashley, I have something to say. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Of course not. They send the machine over. They send the code to start it up. And of course, and then he says, Happy Arbor Day. And then they turn on the machine and a big giant redwood tree. We never mentioned before there was redwood seeds earlier and the Orville put one in his pocket.
They can grow in any thing, apparently. Yeah. Luckily.
Anything luckily can make these things grow.
That's and the new seed they
but all they need is time. But, you know, that is what the machine gives it. And then it makes the it makes the big tree and it breaks their ship. And the Orville wins, except for he said the bad line. Kelly was like, I would have said, you got wood. And everyone on the bridge laughs because that's a much better and funnier line than Happy Arbor Day. And the Orville even actually agrees.
Did we do this last time? But did we ever? I feel like we may have. Like, what would you have said?
Oh, I think we all did agree that Happy Arbor Day is maybe slightly more clever.
Yeah.
Which is not really very good.
Yeah, because if you're looking at camera and just say, you got wood, it's stupid.
Yeah. I probably would have said Alex Arbor Day instead.
Time to make like a tree and leave okay. The plane of existence.
Leave.
That's good. Leave.
Pretty good.
Fall. Like, time to fall like a leaf. Leave.
I would have said something like, I mean, my last name is Treese, so there's something there. Like,
okay. Yeah.
Guess what? Oh. Treese always wins.
Mm-hmm. I would have said, this is treason. Treason.
What? So you think it's bad?
I was saying,
like everybody else thought you were being happy.
Dear, this is treason. I was like, come here, dear boy Krill, and this is treason.
I just would have said the same. I would have said the same thing Captain Orville says because I feel like he and I are just like on the same wavelength, you know.
Okay, that's cool.
You're twin flames.
Yeah. He's the chaser. I'm the runner, but eventually I'm gonna give in.
Oh no! I tripped. Did we miss anything in the episode that anyone wanted to talk about?
No.
Thank God.
Yes.
I go to bed.
John Lamar likes soda.
Yeah. He wanted to have soda on the bridge.
It's so cool that they have a black guy, and the one thing they tell us about him is that he loves soda. Yeah.
Dude. Jay Lee, who plays John Lamar on this show, was formerly Seth's personal assistant, and all of his credits before the Orville are in Family Guy playing like black guy number three, like all of them, every single one.
Oh no.
And the black guy that they did get, who is like a career like theater actor and like a true thespian.
Oh yeah.
They cover him in makeup and make him talk like this.
Yeah,
the Bordas race stuff is racist as fuck. It's yes. Like they have all weird. Black players, all black actors yep. playing these characters, and they're like, they're super masculine and violent. Mm-hmm.
They're toxic masculinity stereotyped.
Yeah. And also like, and you know this, Ashley, of course, but like literally half the episodes are about the Bordas people.
Yeah. There's a rich history there.
Yeah. Well, you would think, but all of them are all of them are just being surprised all over again about how they kill the little girls. Or no, they purposely did that sex reassignment.
Yeah. They make them be boys.
Yeah, it's a great commentary on all.
Oh,
that,
wow. So. Sounds like TERFs would love this show.
It's interesting.
Yeah, well, no, because then everybody, like the Orville, is like, that's bad. They should stop doing that. Or should they? Question mark.
Right.
Yeah, that's one way to end sexism is make all the women men.
All I know is that I'm glad Seth took this issue on and in the most like bizarre way possible. Like I hate when Star Trek does a nice like one-to-one kind of thing, and you know, it's very relatable and reflection of a social issue. I like this one where it's completely fucking bizarre, and yeah, like everybody's a man, but then they have like one woman out of every 10,000 or something.
Ashley, you gotta rewatch the Reddit episode. Oh. If there's one episode that I feel like encapsulates how bizarre this show is, it would have to be the Reddit episode.
And it's an acting masterclass.
It's a guy humping statues on a Reddit planet. That's what it's about.
Yeah, that's I love that episode. It's my favorite.
It's funny.
Connoisseur.
Every time I think about having a guest on it and rewatching an old episode, I always think we should watch that Reddit episode with him. That would be funny. Like for everyone, I always think of that episode.
It's my favorite episode of the show, by far.
Speaking of having a guest on, is this an interview?
Yeah, of course.
Interview.
Because Kevin
I think I locked that.
We're trying to replace Kevin.
Oh yeah, of course. We're trying to replace Kevin. Kevin is in big trouble. I don't remember
some bad behavior.
Yeah, Twitter or something. But
fucking Noah Berlatsky
blocked.
Fucking Noah Berlatsky.
Kevin was fighting with Noah Berlatsky from the Orville account.
Yeah,
I told him he had a fat diaper. Like shit.
Yeah, this was like six Kevin's names on Twitters ago, so it's hard to remember any of it. But of course, we are trying to find a replacement for Kevin. Ashley, what do you think? Would you be a good fit for a Kevin replacement?
I have to say, I think I would probably do an incredible job, but I'm not a scab, and I refuse to step in and take Kevin's place.
Oh,
this is scientific. That just
makes me want you on the show even more.
Oh, I know. Oh, so magnanimous.
I would never scab and quit and leave the show and leave my fellow podcasters alone, or even with somebody new, because even though it's like you guys, everybody seems to be getting along great, there's some like kinks to be worked out, and like we've got a really smooth thing going here, so so that'd be hard for them. Yeah, it's also my birthday.
Is this birthday?
Yeah.
And also, we forgot to say it like at the beginning, so that's another knock against it. But yeah, anyway, so really we fair. Talked about the episode. We mentioned, we basically like reenacted it here. We did it such a good job talking about all the things that happened in it. So it's time for us to do ratings. I think it's for the birthday boy. It's your special day, Kevin. What would you give this episode for a rating?
Boy. This episode?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it. I know exactly what I'm going to give it. Okay.
Of course.
So, this whole thing starts off in the year 2418. We advance a year later, assuming, and then we start with the ship. Assuming that it, season two is like another year after that, the year is 2420. So,
oh my god,
wow, season this is I give it 2420. Season shout out as a shout out to season two, and hopefully one day season three. And
And that's a perfect score for a perfect, perfect, beautiful kickoff episode. And it's kind of really started this whole thing. If you think about it, this episode is kind of how this, the whole reason we're here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. In some ways, it is.
That's
weird. Yeah, I never thought about it like that. Oh, that's cool.
This is like the Big Bang.
That's neat.
Great score. Tim, how about you? What would you give this episode?
I give this 32 out of 32 years of Kevin's life.
Wow. Thank you,
that's
buddy.
That's nice.
Thanks, pal.
Beautiful tribute. Miranda, how about you? What do you think about this episode?
I'd have to give this a 22 out of 22 minutes of the episode that I managed to watch today mm-hmm. before I got so overwhelmed with just emotion at the beauty of this pilot episode of The Orville. So that's a perfect score.
Damn.
That's nice.
One of the best scores I've heard so far in this podcast.
Most people check out, yeah, around 22, 21, just from emotional, mm-hmm. like, overwhelming.
You just get, yeah, you just get overwhelmed. It's too much. Ashley, what about you? What would you give this episode?
I give it a 2 out of 2 enthusiastic thumbs up.
Okay.
Nice.
I think I missed that. Did Seth do that at some point?
He has two thumbs.
Yeah, that's true.
At some point in the episode, I would assume, even if like the other fingers were extended, the two thumbs were pointing up.
They've both got to be in frame at some point.
Yeah.
Sure it happened.
I would give it a 4 out of 4 skyscrapers that are taller than the 9/11 memorial at the beginning.
Building? No, you can't call it that.
I can. It's so easy. It's a perfect episode, Seth. What a hunk. Every part of it, every moment is better than the one before, except for any time Kelly's on the screen. I just get so angry.
I feel like there's like a spider crawling up my back.
Anytime you see her, you know the Orville is right around the corner. He's going to be on screen very soon. So that's fine. Great
like
show.
She's like the Babadook, kind of.
Yes. Because she's evil? Is that...
You just can't get her. Whether it's in a word or in a look, you can't get rid of the Babadook, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, before we go, and I know everybody's like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Not me. I think it's just Tim. Tim's the one who wanted to start this late, and he knows we always record 2.5 hours at a time. So.
Okay, but we started like 30 minutes late for other people's problems.
Whoa.
I think I know who won't be getting the captain's kiss tonight.
You know,
I can make it up to you, Greggy. One day I'll sing you a song about the Orville.
That's pretty good. Thank you for that. But I want to hear Kevin's thing that you wanted to keep talking about. Please, Kevin.
Well, there's just one thing that I was thinking about. It was really... I was just sitting one day. It was like a shower thought type thing where it was really making me laugh. Is that like us four and Ashley as well are basically in like the top like 99.99999% in the world of Orville knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
We're like the most, like we literally probably know more than the rest, like even fans.
Definitely know more than like Norm MacDonald knows about the show, and he's on it
for sure. And I just think that's so special.
Oh,
they can't take that away from us.
And I do have one last thing to say as well.
Okay.
Everybody should go buy my record. It's out now.
Yes, please.
You can get it from toads.bandcamp.com. We might be sold out, but you can get it at other places online. And you can always download it digitally, just like Tim did, and paid like way too much money for a digital download record, which is really generous of him. So if you're out there thinking that you're cooler than Tim Treese, you've got to pay more than $50 for a download of this record.
Wow.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. But somebody out there should try, I think.
Yes, everybody, please go buy the record. You really should. If you can't remember that, I guess, I don't know, toads.officialorville.space. Probably by the time this comes out, that'll go to the right place.
Cool.
Oh, some friends of mine noticed today, officialorville.space, not updating new episodes.
Oh, no. Yes, that's true. I haven't that's in a long weird. Time.
That must be some
I should do that.
Oh, you have to do that every time.
Yeah, I have to like post a thing, but that's okay.
You should.
I mean, I could
don't use this website anymore. Go to whatever.
Yeah, just post a link. Or I mean, I could just make it go to the RSS or whatever. That would be fine too.
Just tell them to go to toads.bandcamp.com and listen to something better.
Exactly. let's see. Before I get to the Captain's Kiss, I want to say a very special thank you, Ashley, for being on the podcast. Thank you for joining us.
Yes. Thank you so much. bringing that wealth of knowledge.
Yes.
It's such an honor to be here. Again, I'm really surprised it took this long, but I'm glad we made it work finally.
Saving it for a special moment.
Right.
I mean, just think of what
I'm
people
so
have
glad
hit
I could
today.
Be here on such a special episode. Number 50, Kevin's birthday. We're all having a good time. Thanks for letting me come on.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
Before every episode, you know, there was always like a thing in the group chat, like, is this the week where we ask Ashley if she would like, please?
No, come on? And no, it was like, we're not ready yet. We're not ready yet.
We're not good enough for her yet.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was back when we thought it was like a single universe. idiots, like sometimes, yeah. I think. But
finally it was like, okay, episode 50, we have a special occasion. You know, of course, if she blows us off, it'll be embarrassing, but you know, it's worth it to give it a try. And it's like, wow, she actually came on, and it's so amazing.
It
feels
so good.
It's
the most popular episode yet.
So the Captain's Kiss, every week I always choose one crew member to get the special gift that I think comes from season 2, actually, where the captain kisses somebody. I don't remember who, and I don't want to think about who it could have been. It could have been anyone, probably a beautiful or handsome, very nice person. Definitely it wouldn't be Kelly, I think, probably not. So that is why I'm going to choose this week to receive the captain's kiss, none other than... it's his birthday, Kevin. Kevin, he has a kiss.
Thank you. Got that. Put it in my pocket. Saving it for when I get home. And here's one back at you, Captain. That's called the first mate's mouth.
That feels good. I've never gotten a kiss back before. That's cool. Do we have to do anything else? I think we're done, right?
I think that's it. Unless Ashley wants to add anything. Do you want people to follow you on Twitter or specifically
no,
I'd
prefer they didn't.
Ashley has a Twitter podcast. She does.
Yeah.
I do have a Twitter podcast that nobody needs to listen to.
Lots of good shit on there.
I just get high and record a voice note on my phone and then post it to Twitter.
She's got big fans. She's getting they're getting big high listen numbers. So all those people, maybe even on your next one, plug this.
Okay? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll record a promo tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, it's not this episode is not going to be edited for like 12 days or something. So don't even worry. Don't rush it.
Yeah, so maybe like a whole bunch of lead up. Yeah.
Yeah, start now. Like a breadcrumb trail leading up. I'll drop hints tonight that I'm working on something big. And then...
Yes, yes, this is good. Really
type,
good.
Type big collab question mark with like two with a two eye emoji.
This is Janice Lee, one of our most brilliant young physicists.
Hello. Hi.
Janice has been experimenting with temporal fields and has made, well, a breakthrough would be an understatement.
So, it's an anti-banana ray.
It's really interesting.
We need no longer fear the banana.
Does it work on all fruit?
What about salads?
Do you understand what happened to this banana? It's rotten because a month has passed.
Since we got here, yeah, that's what it feels like.
Captain Mercer, this banana is suspended in a quantum bubble that can be adjusted to accelerate time. Out here, only a few moments have passed. Inside the bubble, it's a month in the future.
Does it work in both directions? Like, could somebody use it to go backward in time and tell their younger self not to make a terrible life decision?
Hey, will you get a rest for, like, 5 minutes?
No, I didn't mean that...
Oh, I knew what you meant.
No, I just meant, like, tell yourself not to break your leg in that fall or don't eat too many carbs or don't get married. But is that how it works?